Welcome to the McKelke Leadership Academy podcast, a podcast designed for student athletes who want to enhance their leadership skills, their academic performance, their athletic abilities, and develop into a better version of themselves. I'm your host, Aaron McKelke. If your school doesn't have a leadership class, if you want help improving your leadership capacity, or if you aim to level up your leadership as an athlete, then this podcast is built for you. Welcome to this episode of the McKelke Leadership Academy podcast. We're going to do a special season of podcast episodes on leadership for high school student athletes. If your school doesn't have a leadership class or your sports team doesn't have a focus on leadership, which most probably don't, and you want to be a better leader as a student and as an athlete, we're going to do a series of episodes on this topic for you and give you some actionable things to take away. So the first episode we're going to have is just, what is leadership, especially for high school students? And is that different than leadership is for adults like coaches, business leaders, parents, or politicians? So the first thing we're going to talk about is what leadership is not, rather than what is it. So first, leadership's not a title. It's not being a captain or being a valedictorian or being a senior in your class or on your team. It's not a position. So it's not starting quarterback or varsity point guard or starting pitcher in the rotation. Leadership is not power over others. It's not the ability to boss people around, make them run laps, do push-ups, carry your gear, or clean up the field after practice. It's not something that's bestowed upon you by others. Your coach, parent, teacher, boss can't just wave a magic wand and say you're a leader, because they might give you a position, starting quarterback. They might give you a title like captain or senior. They might even give you power over others, but those things are not leadership. And so it's not something external that other people can just gift to you, even if they want you to be a leader. And then lastly, leadership is not always positive or enjoyable. A lot of people have this idea that being a leader is fun and cool and awesome. And you're going to be disappointed if you think that's what leadership really is. There are parts of it that are fun and cool and awesome, but there are also parts of it that are lonely, frustrating, cause you to lose friends or have people not like you or talk bad about you. And that's just part of being a leader, especially as a high school student athlete. So it's not a title. It's not a position. It's not having power over others. It's not something that's bestowed upon you by other people. And it's not always positive or enjoyable. So what is leadership? The most simple definition I've ever heard of leadership is someone who's on a journey and taking others with them. If you're not going on a journey, if you're just waking up, going through day to day, I show up to practice, I show up to class, I do okay, I pass, I'm decent, you're not a leader. Even if you have friends or buddies or followers, you're not going on a journey, then you're not a leader. If you are going on a journey, but you're by yourself, you're not a leader. Leading by example is not leadership. And if nobody's following you on your journey, you're not a leader. So that should make you think, what journey am I going on and who can come with me on that? Because you're going to need both if you want to be a leader. So here are just some ideas for high school student athletes. Are you working on earning a scholarship, academic, athletic, anything to pay for college? That could be a journey. Are you working towards a district championship or a state title in your sports season? If so, that can be a journey. Are you trying to become the valedictorian or the top 10 GPA rank in your graduating class? That's a journey. Are you trying to change the culture of your school, any of the classes you're in, your family, or a sports team that you're on? If so, that could be your journey. If you're hearing these and going, I don't know, I'm not on a journey, I haven't really thought about this, then you just need to take about 30 minutes, put your phone away, turn off the TV or the Xbox, and just reflect on, where do you want to be in the next 30 days, the next semester, the next year? your high school career, or even just in life, and write out some ideas. So I might say in the next 30 days, I want to make sure I'm lifting 3 days a week every week in weights class. You might say in the next semester, I want to get a 3.5 GPA. You might say in the next year, I want to make varsity in my sport. You might say in your high school career, I want to graduate early and get into a certain university or college. It doesn't matter what it is, but you have to write it down. And just by writing that down, you now have a goal, and that's going to put you ahead of the vast majority of your peers and your competition. If you walk the halls in your school and just ask random students, hey, do you have goals? Everybody says, yeah, I do. Here's my goal. And anybody who's taken class with me knows I don't ask to hear your goals. I just say, show me. And in most classes, I do that. Maybe 5% of students will be able to pull out a piece of paper, an index card, a notes app in their phone, a Google Doc, whatever, and show me a goal written down. Just by having that, you're going to be ahead of 95% of students in my world. People always say, what about all these goals I have that aren't written down? Those aren't goals. Those are hopes. Those are dreams. Those are wishes upon a star. And those are great, but they're not goals, because until you write them down and put a date, like a due date on an assignment, your brain goes, I'll do that later. I'll do that next week. I'll do that next year. I'm busy now. And there's nothing wrong with having hopes, dreams, and wishes upon stars, but they're not goals. So if you don't have some written down, make sure you do. 30 days, semester, year, high school, career, or even my life. What do you want to accomplish? That can be your journey. If you're not going on a journey, you're not a leader. Now, you have that and go, okay, I want to be a better student. I want to be a better athlete. Maybe I want to be all conference or all state in my sports season. Maybe I want to hit a new max on my squat or my clean or my 40 time in the weight room. You got a journey. It's written down. You're ahead of 95% of your competition. But is anybody coming with you? Because by our definition of leadership, someone going on a journey and having people follow them, you need that to be a leader. And if you don't have any followers, you're not a leader yet. So next week, we're going to talk about how can you influence or help others come on your journey or go on their own, especially if you don't have a title or a position like being a captain or a senior. Stay tuned for next week. Thanks for joining us on this episode of the McKelke Leadership Academy podcast, a podcast designed for student athletes who want to enhance their leadership skills, their academic performance, their athletic abilities, and develop into a better version of themselves. I'm your host, Aaron McKelke. Don't settle for being average. Leaders don't just do the bare minimum. They do more than expected. Now, it's time for the most important part. To learn from a book, close the book. To learn from leadership class, walk out of class. And to learn from this podcast, you have to turn off the podcast and do work.